Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. That last sentence, though, Rafiki, you said we have lost our way, right? Mm-hmm. But if we find our way back, what does that mean?
If we find our way back to the way it's supposed to be, I believe that we would be where we're supposed to be as far as lining up with the universe or the omniverse, as far as we would be back on top again. But right now, I feel that the animals, even the trees, I'll even throw that in there, even the trees, the water, the grass, does everything that they're supposed to do. While we sit here and we struggle, as Sebastian was saying there, we struggle because we got too much on our mind and we're always thinking of something else. We're trying to figure out where our next meal is coming from. We're trying to figure out, you know, we as a human, we got bills. We got car payments, as he was saying, house payments, rent, all that. And it puts a worry upon us where the animals have nothing.
Here's the question. I could go with that. You want me to give you another example of the animals being more connected? What happens to what do animals do right before a flood or a volcano or something like that?
They will get out the way. They will definitely.
It depends on what animal.
What you say, Mental?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I was saying it depends on what animal it is.
But for the most part, what did they do?
It depends because it kind of goes half and half. Some will run into, let's say, a storm, for instance. Yeah. A buffalo would run into the storm because it knows they will get out of the storm quicker than running away from it like a cow would do. A cow would run away from the storm and get tired and shit, continue to run it like us humans, continue to run from bullshit instead of sitting there dealing with the shit. That buffalo gonna run into the storm, get the bullshit over with, and get on about his life. We need to be more like buffalo.
All right, I have a question. How do ducks know it's time to fly south?
Going back to what we were saying, and like Rafiki said, them senses. It's all about them senses. When it comes to animals, they rely on senses. They ain't thinking, their thought pattern ain't nowhere near where we as humans think. They sense that shit, and depending on the species, they're either gonna fly into it, or go into it, or go away from it, or go to a spot to where they know that nothing like this goes on. Like you were saying, ducks flying south for the winter, they're chasing the warm. They know that. Them senses taught them that.
Without senses, could you live on Earth?
You can live anywhere without senses.
But is that, will you be? Wait!
Will you be successful?
No, wait. The question. Here's the question. If you don't have access to senses, is that actually living?
Yes. Yes, because you're still alive. Your body is still living.
So
I'll get what you're saying.
soul.
I get what you're saying.
Your soul is still living because you're eternal.
I get what you're saying. You know.
But I said, could you live on this earth without access to five senses?
Well, yes, you can.
Well, some animals don't have five senses. I don't know. Some animals got less than that, but you know.
Right. The platypus blind. There's some blind people. So that proves that we can live without senses.
Not all five. Somebody without all five, they're going to be done. That's vegetable state, wouldn't you say?
No. Is Stevie Wonder in a vegetable state?
But Stevie Wonder still has access to singing, voice, hearing, tasting, smelling.
Right, that's not all five.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean? The five senses are seeing, touching, smelling, tasting.
Can Stevie Wonder see?
Yeah, but I'm saying if someone can't do all five of those. That's a vegetable.
So just because he don't have access to the sight, according to kind of what you're saying, he's a vegetable.
No, I said all five. If somebody don't have all five. I'm not saying minus one. Yeah, you could.
Don't have any sense?
No, you can live with you can live with minus twos. They got deaf people, deaf and blind.
Right.
But they still living. Because they still eating, you know? Hey, they got a motherfucker who can't taste, but the motherfucker's still living because he eating. He ain't got to taste your food to be able to eat.
Right.
But I'm just saying, someone, if you take all five away, what is that?
Your body was still, you're not enjoying the senses, but your body's still alive. You're still living. Your heart is still beating.
But I thought living, real living is here. You here to enjoy the five senses.
I mean, that's what's been said. I don't know. But I mean, living, you know, living is, it's alive. Like this tree right here is it cannot go anywhere that we can do to enjoy life, but it has all of the senses that we have. It can hear, it can feel, it probably can taste. I don't know about that part. You know,
if it gets some poison, that motherfucker keel over.
So it's some tasting that shit.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.